And in studio this morning, we have Daniel Witte and Andrew Davis, both from COCC. And gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
So first off, we're talking basically, it's time of year, talking about admissions, campus tours, and the residence hall, everything that's going on with bringing new students in, right?
That's right. It's that time of year.
Okay. Daniel, where do you want to start?
Yeah, I think maybe just starting with, you know, why would you want to come to campus? I guess that's probably a fair question, right? I mean, maybe today's a different story because it's a little smoky, going to be a little hot out. But in general, I think, you know, coming to campus, taking a campus tour and everything is really beneficial for a prospective student. Whether you're looking at a college on paper or if you've been there a million times, just kind of taking a look and, you know, walking the campus, envisioning yourself there, figuring out like where classes are, where more student service focused buildings are going to be, is really imperative. You know, like I said, something might look really good on paper, but until you get there and you walk it and you kind of breathe it, it's a different experience for sure.
Now, I would have thought the high school graduates had already done all of this back in the spring and whatnot. Who's your crowd now in the middle of summer?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yeah, lots of last minute students, and then also a lot of adult learners. We have a lot of folks in the community that will come out, you know, have lived in Bend maybe or Central Oregon for a while and never actually been on campus and are thinking about taking a class or two, or starting that kind of, you know, educational trajectory a little bit later on in life. So we want everybody and anybody to come if they're at all interested.
Why is a tour so important?
Yeah. So a tour is just a great way to kind of, you know, learn the campus. I always joke that we're kind of a big, small college.
Agreed.
Where our campus is a lot bigger than a lot of other community colleges. For example, we have a residence hall, and I know Andrew will talk a little bit about that, but very uncommon for a community college to have that sort of infrastructure in place. And yeah, it's just a good way to kind of get your feet under you, get a lay of the land, and, you know, maybe you'll see some folks that you might have classes with down the line.
Andrew, let's talk about that residence hall because for the most part, I'm thinking that students to COCC are going to be locals. They're not going to need a residence hall.
Yeah.
But obviously, you've got some out-of-towners, if you will.
We do. We have out-of-towners. And we have a really cool facility. It is a bit unique to have a residence hall on a community college campus, and we're super fortunate. We have a newer facility. We opened about 10 years ago. Some of the best views on campus, some of the best views in all of Bend, actually. And what's really interesting is we do get the out-of-towners. We have folks who come from all over the country. I've talked to students who've literally thrown a dart at a map and said, I'm going to go to Bend, and then they end up living with us, which is cool. But we also have a number of students who are local, who are looking to have more of a maybe a stereotypical traditional college experience, but without going across the state, across the nation. A chance for them to live on their own, experience some of that independence. So we actually have a pretty healthy mix. About 40% of our students, maybe not quite that high, but live within our region and come and live with us because they want to know what it's like to have roommates and to live independent from mom and dad, but feel safe, be able to zip home on a weekend and do their laundry. So it's a really unique, cool mix where we can support them, but they can get that independence and live amongst their peers and build a really cool community.
We're getting into late July. There's still openings available?
There are still openings, but we definitely want people to apply as quickly as they can. We do often fill. We don't fill every year, but we don't want someone to miss out purely because they come to us late. It's not an over burdensome process, but there are a few stages. So if people are on the fence, I think that's another great reason to do a tour because a tour includes Wikia Paul. Mm-hmm. Get a chance to see where you would live. Understand I think there's a paradigm for a lot of students that a college residence hall is a really boring room with white cement walls and a bed and a crappy dresser. And they come in and, you know, it's not a place they'd want to be. But WikiUp was designed in such a way that it's communal living. So we have suite style housing, 4 students per room, a shared living room, a shared bathroom. So it's not the old model of gather all your stuff and go one floor down and go to a locker room style bathroom. It's all very apartment style. We call it suite style. So it's important for students to see that, to understand, and to get a sense of what would it be like to have 3 roommates and to get to know them well and navigate the challenges, but also create the deep friendships that often define college for so many students.
Okay. So this close to fall term, when does a student need to apply?
As soon as they can. we will accept students almost up to the week before, but we love students who apply now. It helps us prepare them better. It helps them to feel more prepared and get their questions answered, feel very confident in what they're walking into. So if a student were to start that process today, it would be most ideal. But today could mean any day for them. They should just, if they make that decision, or if they even are on the fence and think they want to do it, I would encourage them to apply to get that process going so that they can not be caught off guard and not have to do a number of things at the very last minute to get a spot secured.
Foundation scholarship applications. Is not too late to actually get a scholarship?
It's not. So that's going to open on August 1st. That's a really great opportunity for a lot of students in that it's not merit-based, meaning that you don't have to have the highest GPA. You don't have to have done a lot of extracurriculars. We were talking about adult learners just a few minutes ago. You know, that's a great opportunity for them as well because it is very low bar. The criteria is just that you have to be accepted to COCC, so apply. Have a, I think it's a 2.0 GPA from your most recent transcript, whenever that was. And then have done your financial aid, so your FAFSA. Encourage everybody to do their FAFSA. That opens you up to all sorts of different grants in addition to this scholarship. But the really cool thing about this is that we take the student into account rather than the, kind of like I was saying, the merits, right? So it's a short answer kind of essay, a few essay questions that they'll fill out. That translates to about a $5,250 scholarship. So 5250. I always tell students if that takes you, you know, an hour or two, that's a couple thousand bucks an hour. When else are you going to make that kind of money? Mm-hmm. Right. So per hour, at least. Right. So great opportunity. Not too late. Again, that's opening August 1st and that'll go out sometime during the fall term.
Okay. What's the most popular reason people go to COCC as far as most popular programs or direction that they take?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're really lucky at COCC. We have over 100 different programs and certificates that students can kind of get into. Off the top of my head, some of our really popular ones are going to be things like our nursing program. We're actually getting our Bachelor's of Science in Nursing here this fall, I believe. So that's really exciting for us to have students go through that. We also have a great culinary program. So if you want to learn how to be a chef or, you know, a baker or front of house or anything operations wise, you can do that. Our aviation program is also really big. We see a lot of our kind of veteran population within Central Oregon and, you know, nationwide as well, coming to us to learn, you know, how to fly, how to do helicopters, all that kind of fun stuff. But yeah, there's a lot of different things. We also have your kind of traditional academic fair, your, you know, 2-year transfer degrees where you can transfer to a, you know, OSU Cascades or University of Oregon or wherever it is you want to go. So and then, you know, our short-term certificate programs as well. Those can be anywhere from about 6 months to 2 years, depending on the program. So things like our automotive department are really popular for that. Our CTE programs out on our Redmond campus, lots of different opportunities. So we don't have something for everybody, but we have a lot of stuff. So come check it out.
Absolutely.
Andrew, you've been there more than 10 years, right?
I have.
So COCC has got to be, I would say, a gem. Anyway,
it's definitely a gem.
Yeah, something that more than what you might think of as your average community college.
I think that there's a lot of truth to that. I think a lot of students step on campus, whether they're a traditional 18, 19 year old coming to us after high school, or if they're an adult learner returning, if they're a community member that's coming to take a community ed class. I think people step on campus and they are delighted by what they experience. We've got amazing facilities. We have amazing faculty and staff and folks who see every student as an individual and make them feel like they're a part of the community and have been family or friends for a long time. And I think that's really unique. It's very, very cool to be in a place where we, as Daniel said, we may not have the exact thing every person is looking for, but what I think we do exceptionally well is help a student understand what we do have that fits with who they are and guide them to that and support them through it, with whether it's financially or socially or in some other way that they're not expecting. Just folks come around students and just help them find themselves. And that's sounds like what every college would say, but I think we're doing it in a really cool way, and people are very excited once they're there.
Daniel, where do people start?
Yeah, I would say come take a campus tour. That's a great place to start if you haven't been on campus before. Otherwise, we do one-on-one individual appointments with students. So you can, you know, before you kind of start the application process, we can sit down with you. It's myself or my partner, Sarah. We kind of will go through the entire application process A to Z so you feel good about what you're doing and kind of where to start. You know, you can just start the application process. You look at it online. You think, I got this. I don't need to talk to Daniel. I don't need to talk to Sarah. Go for it. It's a pretty straightforward, easy enough process, but we're there just in case there's any roadblocks.
And the website is?
COCC.edu.
Daniel Witte, Andrew Davis, COCC. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.